Welcome back to the second part of the Townships at 12 for today. And in this second half of the show, I will be talking with Alexander Reed Lassert, better known as Lexi. She is the Outreach and Events Coordinator for Townshippers Association. But first, we will hear the song called Ordinary, and it's by Alex Warren. And we will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned. You're listening to The Cube 88.9 FM here in the Townships.
They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually, so if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, oh my love, I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. Would you lay me down to a dead and buried on the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your ride? The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found something so out of the ordinary. You got me kissing the ground, but your sanctuary shattered me with your touch. Oh Lord, return me to dust. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we.
To welcome Alexandra Reed Lassert to the Townships at 12. She likes to be called Lexi, I guess.
Yeah.
So welcome, Lexi. And you are working for Townshippers Association. You are the Outreach and Events Coordinator. So that's an exciting job.
Yeah, it is. I just started in January and I've really been enjoying it.
Good for you. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to work for Townshippers?
Yeah, so I'm originally from near Ottawa in Ontario, a small town called Kemptville, but I came to Lennoxville area in 2018. I studied at Bishop's University, so I'm a proud Bishop's alumni. And then once I completed my degree, I decided I wanted to stay in this area because it stole my heart, honestly. I really love Sherbrooke and Lennoxville and the eastern townships in general. So yeah, I decided to stay here and make it my home.
Okay, that's really neat. Glad to have you too. Now you're the Outreach and Events Coordinator for Townshippers Association. What exactly does that mean? What do you do?
Yeah, so I work with the community as well as the partners. We do different outreach activities such as kiosks to get people aware of what we do at Townshippers. So we have a membership as well. Unlocks kind of like more information. We have VIP events that we're working on. There's a newsletter as well. So yeah, I've been going to different events that represent different communities within the Eastern Townships. So I've been going to different needs assessments, stuff like that, just representing townshipers as a whole and also hearing what we need within the community. And then with that being said, my biggest project as the outreach coordinator is planning T-Fest, the Townshippers Festival this year.
That is so exciting. Everybody really looks forward to the Townshippers Festival, and it's usually in September, so could you tell us a little bit about it? I know it's in the early stages of planning, Lexi.
Yeah, so September 20th, it's going to be in Lenoxville, so that is the place to be. It's all about community connection, so we're reaching out to local artisans, local businesses, and food suppliers as well, so food trucks, restaurants, and it's not just about Lenoxville, it's all of the historical Eastern Townships. So it's a place that invites all of the community to come together, to try different things, or come back to stuff that you've already known and loved. And yeah, there's going to be music, activities for kids. Yeah, it's something that we've done almost every year for the past, I don't even know how long. It feels pretty historical now, but it's always such a fun event that's really family oriented and also free for everybody. So
that is wonderful. Everybody really looks forward to Townshippers Festival. And in Lenoxville, it's been quite a while since it's been in Lenoxville, I think.
Yeah, I was looking through the archives. I think there was one 1994, maybe another one more recent, but they're definitely... We had a battle of the bands at one point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, lots of music, lots of food vendors, all kinds of places you can find out information about, all kinds of different organizations too, so I like that.
Yeah, I'm in the beginning processes of talking with different other partners and nonprofits to see what they can do to get more information about local organizations out there. So yeah, it's all about... collaboration with different partners.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, I'm really excited about it. Townshippers Festival going to be on the 20th of September, so everybody needs to mark their calendars for that already. And I'm sure you'll have a lot more information as time goes on. Now, let's talk about the membership. How much is it for a membership to belong to Townshippers Association?
Yeah, so for our membership, we've now moved into an individual $10 annual fee. So you only have to pay once, but then it unlocks so many things, like our newsletter. We're doing VIP events that are coming soon. Look forward to that in the spring. And then, yeah, so it's $10. You can either apply or subscribe at one of our kiosks in person or come into the office at 3355 Rue College in Lenoxville, or simply go online and fill out all the information there.
Okay, that sounds good. You have regular office hours, I think, from Monday to Thursday?
Yes, I do believe it's 9 to 5, Mondays to Thursday.
Okay, any other projects or anything you wanted to mention, Lexi?
Yeah, so currently I am in the works of doing a member mingling movie night. I know that's a lot of M's there. I'm still trying to decide on which movie it's going to be, but it's going to be a great invitation for the community members to come and get to know each other, a place to talk and just, you know, hang out and enjoy a nice film together. If there's any suggestions, you could always email me at areid-lacerte@townshippers.org. We have a list of the films from a film festival, so mm-hmm. I am working along someone, so it's going to be a film from Canada.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to make it a focus a little bit towards what we do, or mm-hmm. not what we do, but something that represents us as a community.
Mm-hmm.
That, or maybe something for Mother's Day.
Oh,
I think
neat.
That would be fun to have a nice event to spoil moms.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Yeah.
And this would be in English, the film?
Yeah, the film would be in English. However, everybody's welcome, no matter mm-hmm. the language background. There's going to be some resources in case you do speak just French.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you speak just English, you are more than welcome to come. Like, it's for really everybody. Mm-hmm. And we're going to try to make the event as accessible and inviting for everybody.
Oh, that sounds really neat. Is there a cost and where is it going to be? Do you know?
So there's definitely no cost. This is one of the perks of being a member.
Okay.
For the location, I'm kind of like smoothing out the wrinkles here, but it's definitely going to be Eastern Townships. We were thinking potentially the Knowlton office. So maybe Knowlton, but okay. I might be partnering with somebody else as well, another nonprofit, just to spread our reach. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned. You can always find us on Instagram and Facebook as well, if ever. There's going to be more updates coming there, as well as our newsletter. We'll have an official invite. So.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. Definitely everybody should become a member and support Townshippers because they do a lot for people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anything else going on, Lexi? Or?
Well, I would say T-Fest is in the early planning, so that's really fun. We have some other events that I'm attending. I'm going to one in Montreal, the Y4Y Youth Forum. Mm-hmm. So then I'm going to learn about what are the needs of this specific demographic, so youth, and what can we do to kind of help? What are the needs, particularly in English as well? So that's an exciting thing. But yeah, for more things to look forward to, I would say definitely stay subscribed to our newsletter because there's going to be official invites and more things coming soon.
Good. Sounds good. Okay. I guess that's about it, unless you have something else.
No, really. I'm just looking forward to see everybody September 20th at the Townshippers Festival.
Definitely looking forward to it. CJMQ will definitely be there. Okay. So thanks very much, Alexandra Reed-Lassert, Lexi, for all the information. She is the Outreach and Events Coordinator for the Townshippers Association. Thanks again.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It was a great talk. Here we go again. The sky starts to rain, but I know you won't stay. I don't want to go. I don't want you to go.
And we just heard a song from Marina Yezora, and the song is called Daffodils here on the Townships at 12. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. Now, it is National Farm Safety Week, so we're going to talk a little bit about safety issues on the farm in general. Now, farming is a demanding profession that presents unique hazards, says Garth Jones, president and CEO of the Canada Safety Council. By taking proactive measures such as proper training, equipment maintenance, and clear safety protocols, farmers can significantly reduce the risk of accidents and injuries. Now, understanding farm hazards. Machinery and equipment injuries. Tractors, combines, and other heavy equipment pose rollover risks, entanglement hazards, and pinch points. According to the latest data from Canadian Agricultural Injury Reporting, CAIR, 66% of all fatal injuries on farms are machine-related. Livestock-related incidents, handling large animals can result in kicks, bites, and crushing injuries. CAIR reports 32 animal-related fatalities between 1990 and 2020, with more than half involving a horse. Falls and slips. Uneven terrain, ladders, and farm structures contribute to fall-related injuries. The most common fatalities here stem from falls from ladders, silos, or grain bins, and the upper floor or rafters of barns. Child safety concerns. Many farms are also homes, meaning children are at higher risk of accidents when playing near hazardous areas. From 1990 to 2021, reports 435 young lives lost in agricultural-related incidents, approximately two-thirds of whom were not working at the time of death. Best practices for farm safety. To reduce risks, farmers and farm workers should implement strict safety protocols and ensure proper training of all employees and family members. Key safety measures include equipment safety. Ensure all machinery is properly maintained and equipped with safety guards. Always shut off equipment before repairs or adjustments. Make sure that all maintenance work is done by a certified repair personnel so you can have some confidence in the quality of the fix. Protective gear. Wear appropriate personal protective equipment, PPE, such as gloves, goggles, and respirators when handling chemicals or working in hazardous areas. Livestock handling. Use proper techniques and barriers when working with animals to minimize the risk of injury. Child safety measures. Keep children away from hazardous areas and provide age-appropriate supervision and training. Emergency preparedness. Have first aid kits, fire extinguishers, and emergency plans in place for injuries, fires, and other emergencies. During National Farm Safety Week, the Canada Council encourages all farmers, workers, and rural families to make the farm a safe place. That should be a priority. By fostering a culture of safety, we can protect lives and create safer, more productive farms for future generations. And that's our health news here today on the Townships at 12. I'd like to thank my guests on the show today in the first half hour, David Teasdale, station manager of CJMQ 88.9 FM, better known as The Cube. And don't forget, our AGM is coming up March 28, 7 p.m. at the office, 3355 College Street in the borough of Lennoxville in Sherbrooke. It's the same building as Townshippers and Mental Health S3, also the Township Sun and Kwan. So everybody is invited. Come on out and get a say in the station. And in the second part of today's show, Lexi Reed-Lassert, Outreach and Events Coordinator for Townshippers Association, write down this date, September 20th, for Townshippers Festival this year in Lennoxville. Thanks for listening, everyone, and have a great afternoon. And we will close today's show with a new song by Mickey Guyton, and the song is called You Don't Know Me.
You say you know me, you really know me, but you don't know me at all. Thinking that I just don't care, any minute I'm not there, sitting all alone, picking up the phone to call. You say you need me. you need me. You wonder how did you fall, but if you swear it can't be true, that I could feel the same way too.